Hello, everybody, and welcome to the special edition show. My name is Tracy Mahan, and I am the host. And tonight I have a very special, wonderful friend, a yoga teacher, intuitive, healer. I could go on and on. Stacey DeCristo. You're already laughing.
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's having a wonderful evening. Thank you, Tracy, for having me on the show today.
And what are we going to talk about? Thank you so much for agreeing. What are we going to talk about? I'm going to say hi to Kathy over in the chat room. And I did just remember to open my Blog Talk chat, so sorry. Sometimes I get chatting with my guests and I forget to do some of my chores. But over in Blog Talk chat, that is now open. I will do my best to get over there and peek and make sure there's no questions or if there is questions. For any of the callers that are calling in that have questions, please press the number 1. It will put a question mark by your phone number, and then I will know that you are asking a question. And then if you would like to join us over in the Facebook chat room, that is at Heart and Soul Radio Chat. And you just go to Facebook and look up Heart and Soul Radio Chat, and it is a private group. So there will be somebody that needs to get you in the group. But what we have is we have a chat page, and I have a dog right behind me chewing on something that I'm pretty sure is going to upset one of my children. So that was my distraction just then. I'm pretty sure Xbox controls are not cheap, and that's not going to be a happy thing to tell one of my kids that he got to it. So this is what I decided that... bringing Buddy into our lives. He's a 6-month-old German Shepherd puppy, and he has been absolutely delightful, and it's like having a toddler in the house, full-on toddler. He wants to chew on everything, stick his face in everything, grab everything. He is constant. So it's just like when your baby goes to sleep, and talking about gratitude, because that is our subject tonight, gratitude. When the puppy is sleeping, I am grateful. Anyways, back to if you would like to join us over on the Facebook chat, I do have a chat banner up. It's at the top of the page, and hopefully everybody will see it there. I will pop in and out to see if anybody's asking to join the Heart and Soul Radio chat, but please, if I do not get you in there, if you're requesting to get in and I do not get you in, please forgive me because I am multitasking. So I will need your kind hearts around that. And so Elizabeth just showed up in the chat room. Hello, Elizabeth. So glad to see you. And everybody's posting their gratitude in the chat room. I love it. So Kathy is saying, I am grateful for you and the kindness of your animals and sons in your fun home. Well, my kind animal and my son might not be getting along here a little bit, but that's our secret for now. Okay. And then, Stacey, are you able to see the chat room while we're talking?
Yes, I'm there now. I see Kathy and Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Elizabeth is saying hi and grateful that her cousin's surgery went well and that she won a poetry competition for her age group in England. That is amazing. I love it.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, if you want to share one of your poems, Elizabeth, by all means, let's do that on the chat page. That would be fun.
That would be beautiful.
Okay. We do have lots of callers, and again, press the number 1 if you have a question, if you are calling in. And if you would like a reading, we're doing that in the second half. And the number to call in is 323-642-1397. And it doesn't have to be a reading if you just have a question or a comment to make. You know, we'd like to hear from you. Okay. Wait. One more thing. Sorry. What I'm doing is the Patreon page, and I do get a lot of feedback that people don't understand what it is. So the Patreon page is it's a website where people can post their work, and for just you can either pay by piece that you want or by month, and I have it set up to do by month because my hopes are to add things every week. And what I have on there is some hypnosis, I have meditations, these are things that you can listen to. I have a healing meditation I added this week, a problem-solving hypnosis I added. I have an angel message. I do put the archives to the radio shows in there. And I do take any requests. So please, by all means, if you have requests, give those to me. I do a little special face-to-face, is what I call them, face-to-face interviews with not just the people on the Patreon page, but also some spiritual, fun people that I know throughout the world. And so please come on over to the Patreon page. I have three different, what they call them, tiers. Tier one, you get the meditations and spiritual updates. Tier two, you get the face-to-face videos and everything tier one offers. And then tier three, you get access to the hypnosis as well as everything else that's on the page. So,
yes,
wonderful. And Stacy, you signed up on that, and is it something that you've figured out okay, or what would your questions be so that I know what kind of questions people might have?
My questions were going from, is there a way to go from Facebook into the Patreon, because it wasn't that easy for me, and then once you're there, I just went to the Patreon page and logged on once I did that, but I didn't know if you had a smoother transition between Facebook and Patreon.
And I don't know if that's something I can look at and see if there's a way to link. Yeah, I can hear you. And see if there's a way I can link that to the page. I tried, there's a link that you can do, and I'm not techy enough, but I tried putting it on my website, and you guys can all laugh, because what happened was I did something to my website that took me like 3 days to figure out how to log back into it, because it was all different after I got done trying to plug in the Patreon link. So until I find somebody that knows how to put that in there the correct way for me, it may just be a matter of going to Patreon, which is patreon.com/TracyMahan. And you'll find it that way. But right now, I am offering huge deal, something I've never done before, but I'm really excited about the page, and I want to promote it because I think it's a great opportunity for people to experience some really positive hypnosis. And so I'm offering anyone that signs up on Tier 3, which just gives you access to everything I put on there, and it's $8 a month, they get 50% off if they want to private reading or hypnosis. They'll get 50% off of whatever service I offer that they would like to try or do. So
I think that's
big savings, guys. It kind of pays for your sign up over and over again. So $8 a month, and you get 50% off of like a hypnosis session is $120 right now, and so that's making your hypnosis session $60. It more than pays for your Patreon subscription. But what I would really like is for you to actually participate in the page as well, because I want to know if it's something that people are enjoying or not enjoying. So there we go. Enough of that. Let's get on to our gratitude. I already voiced that I'm very grateful for Sleepy Puppies. And So what kind of thing are you grateful for, Stacy?
Well, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I think that what I was planning on talking about is like the overall concept of how practicing gratitude in all circumstances can lead to a much higher quality of life. And I think one of the biggest challenges people can have is finding gratitude in a challenging circumstance. And you and I have discussed challenging circumstances a lot. And there's always a lesson that we always find. And I think that's the beauty of it. And that's kind of where the gratitude goes, is that there's something to learn. And it's easy when it's a good day, when the sun is out and everything's going well, but on those rainy days, metaphorically, it's harder to find why there's something to be grateful for. But in finding the gratitude and saying, and then I think you're subverting the ego and actually growing. So that's kind of what I was eager about discussing with gratitude today, is how we grow by the simple act of having gratitude. We learn to train ourselves to overcome little by little with baby steps, finding the silver lining, so to speak. So I guess that's what I was thinking.
Right. There's always a silver lining. We like that. I was reading something today that was stating, you know, we go through our ups, our downs, our troubles, our turmoil, and all of that stuff because there is something there for us to learn and grow and just become better people, more compassionate. There's things, lessons to learn and things to take from it. And the most important thing that we can do during times like that is to find the things we are grateful for, even if they're really hard in the moment, to find them and to keep the faith that this path is taking us to something even bigger and better. And it was kind of a nice little peekaboo into something that we could talk about as well, you know, is that, yeah, sometimes it's not easy to be grateful and it can be hard. Like, I remember when I was going through some really rough stuff and somebody said, write down 5 things you're grateful for. And, you know, when I first started doing that, I was really struggling to find it. And then once my heart could shift around that and I could find the 5 things to be grateful for, then it was easy to find 10 things to be grateful for, and it just kept growing. The whole day I was grateful for the whole day, even the down, you know, the down parts of the day, because it offered me something that I could learn and grow from. And it's a very powerful tool for all of us to use to grow and evolve as human beings. So very true. Yeah. So you had sent me a little thing, thank and grow rich. Took me a second to realize it said thank.
It's a play on the title from I think the 30s when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, and that was a very pivotal book about positive thinking or manifesting. It was essentially about manifesting, but it wasn't called that. But this book by Pamela Grout, I read it about this time last year, and I read it very quickly because it was so captivating and so empowering. And that's the other part of gratitude, that it becomes so self-empowering when you can harness the gratitude of any situation, but training yourself to find it, just like you said, and it paves your direction in front of you by being grateful, by being thankful, and being open to learning how we made mistakes before and not to make them again, but to be just to be empowered by being thankful, just being thankful. And so the book gives you 30, I think each day gives you an exercise. And how Pamela Grout tends to write, to break it down, to show everyone it's very, very simple. And it's just, by the end of this book, you are so self-empowered to go out and take the world by the tail and to just see the beauty in everything, absolutely everything. So that's why I put that up there for you, so you could show them that Think and Grow Rich is an easy read, fun read, and it gives you wings.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm going to see if I can copy that and share it. I did a weird thing. I'm having my tech problems today. But while we're trying to work my tech problems out.
Here, I'll see if I can put.
Okay. I wanted to say hi to Skating Angel over in the blog talk, where she's over there. Actually, I assumed. Sorry. Where Skating Angel is over there all alone in our Blog Talk chat room. So come on, you guys, get over to the chat room and start chatting it up. We want to see you. And I want to say hi to Lisa, and looks like Julia joined us, and Brenda. And I'm sure we've got a few more that are in there. Susie, Marie, Chelsea, Jeff, Debbie, Tina, Sybil, Karina. These are all people that aren't commenting but are listening in. Quinn, Kimberly, I can hear it in your voice going, wait, where are they? I don't see them. They're hopefully they're all just tuning in and doing a shout out.
Hi. Hello, everybody. So, I don't see you, but hello.
So, yeah, very fun. You know what I'm grateful for today? There's a group of moms in my neighborhood, and they formed a Facebook group, and they're all moms from, you know, our kids are all in the same school and whatnot, and we live in the same close area. And since I live in a small town, these are fun things to do. I get to know my neighbors a little bit better. And they formed a bowling group today. So I went bowling this morning. I didn't do very well. Nobody really cared. It was funny because we're like, well, do we want two lanes? And the gal that set it up, she goes, no, let's all be on one lane. That way there's a lot of time in between each bowl and we can visit. So thinking like a girl. Yeah. Yahoo! So we did that. We visited. And it was a lot of fun to get to know some new people. I only knew one of the gals that was there, so it was nice to get to meet some of the other moms and, you know, get to know them a little bit and what it is they do and who their kids are and different things like that. And I felt very grateful to be part of that. And part of why I'm grateful, because the next thing we're going to do is we are going to do laser tag. And so I'm thinking, all right, laser tag. I have I've done that once with my kids. So it's interesting.
What a fun group.
It should be a lot of fun. And I'm like, okay, I love it, but we can't tell our kids.
No, it's the secret mom club.
It's the secret mom club, and we get to go do things that the kids always get to go do.
We're
going to go do them.
We're going to paintball.
We're going to go paintball each other, yeah. Mom, where'd you get that welt? No, I don't have a welt. Yeah. Go away.
Yeah, go do your homework.
Don't look at, yeah. It's the one day you choose to actually look at your mother, what? Anyway. So I'm grateful for this new group of wonderful ladies that I'll get to know a little bit better here over time and go do some fun things with some new people. And, you know, just branch out a little bit. So that'll be fun. And it seems like those kind of opportunities are coming. So I'm having lots of fun. I got to, we all know Bad Moms came out in the theater. And my son was in soccer. And all the soccer moms are like, we need to go see that. And so we did. It's like
cool.
You're getting to go do some of these kind of more fun events or evenings out or days out or whatever it is, and so it's kind of fun. It's outside of the box for me, so it's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna do
that's
it.
Wonderful.
I got invited. I'm gonna go. So,
that's right. That's another thing to be grateful for. The invitations. That's wonderful.
Is. The invitation. Yeah, it is. So that's definitely something that I look forward to more of, and I'm grateful that that's there because you know. Sometimes I become a workaholic and I'm always sitting behind my desk and typing away and doing this and that. And I kind of get wrapped up in being mom and worker and all that other stuff. So it was kind of fun to break free from that for a couple hours. And I turned the volume off of the phone. Stacy knows because she tried to get a hold of me. I turned it off and I just was like, nope, I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be checking my phone every 5 minutes. You know,
no.
it was good. It was a healthy thing to do.
Yes,
yeah,
I think that's right.
And You know, and I encourage people to do that, especially if you find that you're really attached to your phone, even if you're not checking it every 5 minutes, if you find yourself, like, checking it a lot, just give yourself permission to take an hour off or whatever seems like a reasonable time to you and just go set it aside, turn off the volume so you can't hear it, it's not distracting you. Go sit down with your family, watch a movie, or go read a book or do something. And I'm sure everyone's going to survive you going to do that. So just take a gratitude moment of being you, because that's one of the things that's so easy for us to lose sight of is who am I when I'm not being mom and I'm not being employee and I'm not being the worker bee and I'm, you know, not running here and there and the grocery shopper, the laundry doer, the whatever is on your list of who you are. What are you when you're not that? And go find out. Go find out.
Right.
That's an important thing. So, yes, I like this. Kathy says, how fun, Tracy. Kids never think we are actually people who do things too. And it is so true, Kathy. They don't. It's like, what? You
right?
I asked the mom, how many of you told your kids where you were going today? Like, we all keeping it a secret. Because, yeah, the one gal says, well, I told my daughter, and she got really sad. Like, no, because they don't want us to go out and, I mean, they do. They think of those as things that they do, and, like, we bring them and their friends, and they can go do that. And it's like, no, we want to play with our friends, too.
Right. Right.
It was fun. Yeah.
The
inner
mom.
Child got a play date. But yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Stacy and I go through withdrawal because she is on the East Coast and I am on the West Coast. And there are often times where we're chatting with each other going, I wish we lived closer.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, we'd be trouble. It would be trouble.
Yeah, it would be good. It would be good stuff.
It would. I always
but
I wonder, did God know what he was doing when he separated us like that? Go to your corner.
You go to your corner. We are in opposite corners, too.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, anyways, I'm going to invite people to ask questions in the chat room. Definitely like reading your gratitude things that you're putting in there. I think I got everybody. And then if there's any more gratitudes you guys want to share or stories, you know, I welcome that. We do have a couple of callers that we'll get to here in a minute and bring you on. And one of the things I love about November, and a lot of people do this, is they use November not only as No Shave November, which I'm finding to be quite popular. I think that person would shave, you know, like the guys with their face.
Right.
And they're getting kind of, you know, I live out in the country where people hunt and fish, and that's kind of a popular thing. So they tend to grow their beards out for hunting. And I think that's where No Shave November might have come from. Anyways, my 15-year-old is on board with No Shave November, and he got his friends to join him. And when I was picking him up for school today, I was like, well, I've been teasing him about his sideburns that are growing in and his scraggly little whiskers that are making their way to his face. And then one of his friends walked up, and I'm thinking, dude, at what point did you guys start being able to grow full-on beards? What's up with that?
Yeah.
It's getting all hairy. And they're like sophomores. Like, all right, so we quit putting the hormones in the meat, you guys. But anyway, November, that's not where I was going to go with that. People are starting to put, or have been putting what they're grateful for each day of November, or every day of November, they put something they're grateful for. And it is such a treat to log on to social media and see that, and to see, you know, see people that are posting pictures of something that they're grateful for and doing things like that. It's such a neat and refreshing reminder that there is so much to be thankful for. And, you know, it's making people kind of stretch their minds a little bit. They've got to come up with, how many days are in this month? 30? They got to come up
days
with that
November.
Many things to be grateful for. Yeah. So, you know, they're stretching their mind and finding something new every day to be grateful for, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And I would jump on board with the gratitude thing for November, except for I tend to do that stuff all year around. So
yeah,
I think
you know, the nice part of it is that it causes you to be very mindful, and that I've known personally by being mindful and being in the right now moment, and as you know, the book by Eckhart Tolle talks about the power of now. You're able to focus on right now and eliminate the worry of the future or the regret of the past, and being in the moment right now, everything's probably okay this very minute. And in finding that peace in this very moment, there's many things to be grateful for. Whatever it may be, like it could be a tangible thing, it could be a relationship, it could be anything. But at this very moment, everything is okay, and there's a lot to be grateful for. And when you are in that state of gratitude, your frequency rises. And that's what feels so good, is that there's a sharp contrast between a worried state of worrying about the past or the future. But in the moment, when we're grateful, we find whether it's, you know, the sun's out, yay, or whatever you pick, you literally raise your vibration. And when we raise our vibration, we're attracting things to us more of that same vibration. So it becomes unfolds on itself to make more things come to you to be grateful for, and to stay in that moment and to be noticing everything that you are great, or you can possibly be grateful for.
Yeah,
pretty interesting.
So, I'm trying to think. It's Bruce Lipton that I'm thinking of, but I love Eckhart Tolle. Reading through his stuff, I remember in the time that I was reading The Power of Now, I didn't always understand what I was reading. And I would have to read things over and over, and I would be like, okay, what is he really trying to say here? What does this mean? And I'm absorbing it and using it like a study. But once I was through all of that, it just changed the way that I reacted to the world. So it was like, that was a very powerful book. And the part about the emotions, you know, with Bruce Lipton is another one that I listen to, I think on YouTube, some of his lectures, because he works oftentimes with Greg Braden, and I like Greg Braden stuff because he brings the science into it. And so I liked listening to them, but he would say in demonstrating how the simple change of our thought will change the chemistry of our body. So like what you're saying, and, you know, we shift out of stress and into gratitude, and it changes the chemistry of our body, which puts our body in a much healthier state. And when we're healthier and we're sleeping good and we're, you know, if you're stressed out, a lot of times it's hard to sleep a full night, you know, if you're stressed out or having things on your mind. But if you're starting to focus your thoughts on gratitude and things that did go right, and knowing that you are taken care of in every moment, and that, like you were saying, this moment right now, we are all okay. We're okay. And this is the moment that is real. All the other moments are just a thought or a memory, and they're
right.
Not real. And so it is very powerful when you start working with it. It really starts to make an impact on how you live your life, you know, and being in the moment.
It can save you from panicking. It can save you from despair. It can save you from a lot of imagined or illusioned problems that could play out, but there's no use in panicking or worrying about them until you're in that moment, and because there's other things that could unfold that the bad things don't necessarily have to happen. So we must stay focused on where we are right now. And I am actually speaking from experience from my last 3 weeks or so. And
right.
I'm able to say that by being in the moment, by reminding, like yanking myself back to the right here, right now. Right now, everything's okay. Right now. And then I would do some nice deep yoga breathing and really work with meditation and prayer, but stay in the moment. And that's why, like, for me, gratitude is, like you said too, it's bigger than November. It's bigger than Thanksgiving. It's nice to have this show on Thanksgiving week because we're going to be sitting around the table with our beautiful families and friends and being thankful to come together. But
yeah,
in order to have more peace in each of our lives, we have to have a method in which to bring ourselves back to the moment right now and be grateful in this moment every day, especially those times when we're challenged. And that's how you do it, is by realizing or maybe acknowledging what is it that I'm looking at. Am I looking at the past, that something that's already done? Or am I looking at the future, at a possible scenario? In either of those cases, we're extrapolating to a place that is not now. And so getting
yeah.
back to the right now, we're able to control our reactions and relieve ourselves of any negativity. And that will keep us healthy. That will keep us happy and engage socially, because if we let our negativity get out of hand, we might not want to go out with the ladies and go bowling or paintball. We might think, I've got too much on my plate. But it's not the case, because right now, unless you have appointments, right now everything's okay. So that's the true meaning of gratitude, is always being present and allowing and saying, I'm grateful that I have this, and everything's okay, and not letting the illusion get to you in the future. Let the future take care of itself.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? One of the things that I was happy about with today, like that little gathering that we did, and it was only, I think, in total 3 hours. We had lunch and we did bowling, but you know, all of us had left our homes with a chore undone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them
mm-hmm.
was saying, okay, I guess I better go back home and get those dishes done. And the other one's like, yeah, I got to kind of sweep the floors and get ready. I'm the one hosting Thanksgiving this week. And everybody took a break from that. We all took a break from that. We laughed. We had fun. We were being silly. You know, we ate together. We just enjoyed it. And, you know, and it's like, okay, well, you know, sometimes we get back to forms of reality. You know, there are, I always love how, you know, I can leave for a day and come back and the dishes have waited for me, you know. nothing else happened,
well,
no tragedies, they're still there, and they didn't go anywhere, so, you know,
give yourself permission to do that, and that's something to be
yeah.
grateful for, to say, I gave myself permission to step away from that.
I did, and I do that often, actually. To just be like, okay, I know these things need to get done, but I've been overwhelmed lately with X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to instead, we're going to go to a movie, or we're going to go do something, you know, and get out of the house for a little bit. This will be here
mm-hmm.
when we get back, and we're going to be recharged, and we're all going to be able to do this without, you know, tidy up the house, without being upset with each other or burnout or tired or, you know. And there was a time in my life where that wouldn't be the case, where all the chores had to be done before we could step foot out that door. And I like this version better. I have more fun.
Right.
And,
yeah.
everyone's not hating on me by the time we finally get to go do something fun. So it's all good. So, all right. You ready to take a caller?
Yes,
I know your answer to that. You're like, I'm going to be in the background. Okay. I am going to get my head in the game here. Let's see. Caller with the last four digits, 6016, you're on the air. Who are we talking with? Okay. Can you hear me? 6016, you're on the air. It is like very quiet, not even static. You might be on mute, 6016. You might be on mute. I'm going to give it another second, and hopefully you join us. And, okay, I'm going to go ahead and come back to you in a little bit. Hopefully that'll be resolved. Okay, 0909, you are on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hi, ladies. This is Ellen. I haven't spoken to you folks in months.
Okay,
you always make me laugh.
We like to laugh. That's what it's all about. You got to be having some fun.
Oh, great.
How are you?
Terrific. And I like the idea of you bad moms going bowling on a weekday.
I know. And there was some beer being drank, by the way, too. It was like, it was all bad mom right there. It was good. I didn't have any, though. And it's not because I didn't want to. It's because I have an allergic reaction when I drink. So I just watched everyone else vicariously. But it was fun.
That's
we had
fun
a good
too.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be, for sure. So what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for a job. I'm grateful for my health. I am grateful for my home. I mean, there's a lot to be grateful for.
A lot. How many of us are grateful for flushing toilets? Because my hand's up. I mean, can you imagine being back in the day where they didn't have the flushing toilets and you had to run out to the outhouse in the middle of winter?
Or have you ever had
a shared
out break on you?
Yeah. Well, somebody had to bring up the flushing toilet. It might as well have been me.
No, modern plumbing is just great. Anybody from the 19th century would be just amazed.
They would, wouldn't they? They'd be like, what? You could do that? You go to the bathroom in your house? What?
In the house? Really?
It just sounds wrong, doesn't it? But what I'm really looking forward to is when they figure out a system for the animals. You know, like when the dog's got to go in the middle of the night and you can just say, go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I dated a guy who trained a cat.
Some people have trained their cats to use a toilet.
Yeah.
I know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Ellen, did you have a question?
Actually, yeah. While I'm grateful for all those things, I'm also one of these people who always want more, more, more. So I guess I would like a reading, if you don't mind, regarding whether you see I'm trying to think about how to phrase it. I'm thinking of moving to a different city as part of a career change. Would I be happy if I moved to this other city?
You're going to be happy wherever you are because you do that. You just are, you create it wherever you are. But let me look at that. Okay, so you want to move for a job change. So the first thing you're showing me is three cords that are attached to something where you're currently at, and I imagine that would be people. It could be that one of the cords goes to a current – are you currently working?
Yes.
So what – I'm asking what's in the highest and best good for these cords that I'm seeing, because that's where the hesitation is. So, there's just going to be, it's hard to move anywhere because, of course, we always make
connections where we're at. But there's a reason why you're feeling that pull to do a job change, transfer, move. There's something where you're going, someone where you're going that will be a significant person, or you'll be their significant person possibly, because you are such a upbeat person where you are thinking of the things you're grateful for, and that's an easy list for you to put together. You could have a really big impact on somebody that's really having a hard time, and it feels like you're just, it feels like you do a lot of healing work. And are you aware that you do the healing work?
No, actually, I wonder whether I cause havoc or problems sometimes.
Well, there's a good chance that we all do that. But I'm a firm believer that when things come out of our mouths, the people that are hearing it, they're hearing something they need to hear, if that makes sense. And so even if it feels like you might be causing havoc or creating havoc in some way, that you might also be saying something that somebody really needed to hear, and maybe they didn't listen, or, you know, it's one of those things that kind of spins wheels in the back of their head, and then, you know, maybe 3 weeks later they're finally getting their lesson around it. Who knows? But if you don't see yourself as a healer, I'd like you to kind of open your mind to that, because when you choose your words wisely and come from a place of love and compassion, you have a huge impact on making people feel better. And I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but I'm sure that there's people out there that will confirm it, that you have a nice, you do have an ability to help people shift out of a negative place and into a more positive one. So that's something I would like to see you use more with intention, if that makes sense.
Okay. Intention, yes.
Yes, I'm giving you homework and assignments. Do you like this call that so far you're like, I called for an answer, not homework? No. But I really think, and this is a great week for all of us to go out there and do that. Be kind with intention, you know. See somebody that needs help. Ask them how you can help. Are you moving north? I keep wanting to put you north.
No, it would be west.
Okay. Then that might, let me look at why I want to go up. I guess I always think of north as up. I don't know what that is. Nothing's popping in, but I have this. Maybe the person you impact will be somebody that comes from a more northern state, but unless you're very north right now, are you up at the northern part of, I didn't ask you where you were from.
New York.
That's
so not
north.
Super north, but
yeah. You're not at the top, but you're still pretty north. And you want to come west. I'm in the west. That's why. You want to come see me.
Yeah.
look at the ego on this one. Oh. Now, I feel like the move is really good, but there's three things that you're corded to, and if you feel any hesitation or pull, just kind of quiet yourself and ask, where is that pull coming from? Because it feels to me like one of them needs healed, one of them is going to create sadness, like you're really going to miss somebody. And the other one might be the work-related thing where, are you worried about leaving that job to come out west and find a different job, or is it all connected to the same job?
No, it would be a very different job. So it's like leaving a secure thing to move on to
something else. Okay, then that cord makes sense. Okay. Were you looking to secure a job before you moved, or move and then look for one?
Yes. No, get a job before I move, because
I'm going to recommend that too, because if you do it the other way, you might struggle a little bit, and it might get to the point where you're feeling stressed out about it. And so find the job first.
Yeah.
But It feels good. I like the move and your personality. You kind of draw people into you. So just don't create chaos with that, whatever you said you did.
Yes, it said havoc.
Yeah. Create havoc, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I really
see,
feel like...
I see that she's very energetic. Are you very energetic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to be more than I am. Yeah.
But people, like, are very receptive to your energy, right? So I think,
yes.
Like, you, wherever you go, people, there are probably some people who count on your energy. That makes any sense. Like, that's how I picture, I kind of read differently than Tracy, but I just picture you having, like, a big smile and your arms are open, and that's what people, they feed off that energy you have, not in a bad way, in a very good way. Like they, that's you're very up for them, and so if you go to a new job, you probably have a very positive impact.
Okay. Yeah, I get it too. I get that there's a positive thing going on with your presence at a new job. So, yeah, we're in agreement. High five.
High five.
Terrific.
Thank
you.
People. All right, Ellen, you got to let us know when you make that big move, how it all goes.
Yeah.
We'll call
I
in
will.
Again.
Thank you
we'll
so
giggle
much.
Together. Okay. Thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. Let's go with 3777. You're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, you even told us where you're at, Sacramento. Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
Thank
thankful
you.
For?
Thank you. I just walked to a quiet place. I am 66, and I'm really blessed because I was hired directly by a major medical insurance company to be in their call center. And I started July the 5th on a Wednesday. They could not get me in their database for 3 days. Then anyway, I got a window of time off because I needed to replace my hearing aids. I started fresh on September 18th. And this time they could not get me in their database for a solid week. It made me want to scream because I wanted so much to stay up front with everybody. Anyway, the training was completed a week ago, and the whole team started taking calls but me because they could not get me in their computer systems, and they could not make my headset work. So something happened last Thursday that upset me through and through. My team lead, he's kind of like an assistant to the supervisor, walked up to me and he said, "Wendy, I fully expect that you'll be on the phones tomorrow." He said a lot different than me, like he was laying down the law, and that was so unnecessary. I want to work and do my job. And I looked at him, and I just said, and I said, "Eddie?" And then he said, "Well, everybody else has been taking calls for a week." And I thought, oh, my God, what's going on? So I said, "Well, you know, I've had system issues, and the headset was delayed." Anyway, it was my break, and I was all shook up. Somebody said, "Go tell my supervisor," and that was a huge mistake. She had told me many times that she has my back and come to her. Well, I did. Anyway, it turned into a meeting with him and my supervisor, and he was pretty good about turning things around. She said, "Well, I'm sure he was just setting expectations." And I said, "Well, with my 20 years in experience, I have no objection to expectations. It was his tone of voice and demeanor towards me." And anyway, everything I said, they shot down. So, she asked me if I had told him that I found his demeanor towards me too firm, that like he was laying down the law. He denied it. So now whenever he and I look at each other, we both know what the truth is. And so I mentioned that I wanted to go to Sherry's team or Paula's team, or not Paula, that's my supervisor, Sherry's team or Peggy's team. And she said, no, Teresa is the head person there. My boss is gone for the week. I wonder if Teresa's going to reach out to me and tell me to come and talk to her to get my side of this. And I'll mention unemotionally that I know that I'd be a good fit for Sherry's team or Peggy's team. Will she move me? Will she speak to me? Or am I on this team until whenever?
Okay. So while you were telling us what was happening, I kept getting that you need to we need to heal what happened. And so there
yes.
needs to be a prayer from you to heal that. And one of the things that, one of the prayers I love is the Ho'oponopono prayer, where you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. You don't say it to them in person. You just call in his presence, his energy, his spirit. And you just say to his spirit, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And I know it seems funny because really in that scenario, he should be the one apologizing. But everything in our life is a mirror for us. So this would be a much bigger session where I would actually take you into a little time traveling. Where in your past have you felt like this before? Where has this happened before? And we'd have to do some digging to find out where this mirror came from. But we don't have time for that. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just first start with yourself. Imagine you're talking to your higher self, to your soul self, and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. The thing I'm very proud of you about, you stepped up and you said, you don't get to talk to me like that. You know, in the process of what you did, you said, no, you don't get to talk to me like that. And so now he knows. He knows that he doesn't get to do that. Does he resent you for it? Maybe a little bit. But that's what the praying is for. That's where the releasing of this energy is. So here's one I want you to write down. Write down, healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. And I got that from James Gilliland, who is a spiritual teacher in Washington. And I just love it. Healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. And just write that down and say it around this scenario. And then put out there to the universe, you know, I would, please, angels, help me get moved to a different group so I don't have this tension every day. But see it healed. Call it in healed. And I think, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes God moves in funny ways where he's more interested in changing you versus the situation you're in. You're in the situation because God is working on changing you. And so bringing in the forgiveness, bringing in the love and the light around the scenario to release both you and the the supervisor from the tension that was created from the scenario. You did your job. You stood up and said, no, you don't get to talk to me like that. Nothing that you're telling me is of my fault, you know. So I think that's kind of what we're doing here with you, is that it's more about the lesson that's being pulled from this, where maybe in the past you wouldn't have said something. You would have just went home and felt really bad.
You hit the nail
and
on the head.
You said
a life lesson I've had to learn is to speak up for myself. And the sign I now wear is, if you don't have any respect for me, I don't have any time for you. And you are also right on, because I lost my job at 15 years in a similar environment, a good job. I should still be there because the supervisor bullied me. So that's why I spoke up, because I wanted to show the universe. I spoke up very politely and quietly, but very clearly. And and in that three-way meeting, I defended myself eloquently and professionally, and I made myself explicit.
Beautiful. That gives me chills. Pat yourself on the back. You did a great job. And now we just ask the angels to help heal it, because in the scenario, the supervisor got something that he needed to. There was something there, but maybe he's not accepting his lesson and he's resisting it and his ego is getting in the way. Whatever it might be, that's not for us to look at. It's not for us to judge. That's his. You don't need to carry his energy. Cut the cord so that it's not coming at you.
Do you know how to cut cords?
No.
Okay, so just ask your angels that they will remove the cord that's connected to this particular supervisor, because you're getting hit with his frustrations, his angers, whatever he's not dealing with. It's coming, and he's directing it at you because in his mind you did something to him, although nobody can ever do anything to you. So you're just going to ask the angels to remove that cord and send love and light back to him for healing. And we're just going to hope and pray for him that, that whatever it is he was supposed to gain from that experience, that it's there for him and he will take it in and learn and grow as well. So
thank you. And
I think we just shifted a whole bunch of it just talking about it, don't you? Do you feel better?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And do you feel that Teresa's going to reach out to me the next day or two to talk to me? And they were pretty firm about not changing me to Sherry's team, but will there be a change? Will Teresa move me?
I don't know if you'll get any action on that before the holiday. What's how do they work the holiday there? Do you guys work through it?
Well, we're I'm off on Thursday and Friday, and probably so is Teresa. Then we come back to work the following Monday. So I'm hoping, and my supervisor is gone this week, so I'm hoping that Teresa reaches out to me to get my side of the story. And I know how to act. I'll be unemotional, I'll be factual, and I'll be explicit. And and I'll just say, I invite people being setting guidelines for me. That is not what this is about. It is about his demeanor and attitude and facial expression. I know how to be eloquent and be very succinct. So,
so I'm running out of time for the show, so I'm going to jump in real quick. I'm going to say, I think this does happen for you. It may not happen on the timeline you want. So keep working on shifting that energy, because when we shift the energy, we change the timeline. So if you want to bring it in closer, keep doing that forgiveness work. And if there's anyone else in that story that needs to have that forgiveness sent to them, you know, again, healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, ask that you take your love and your lessons from it and heal the rest. And well, just call that in. Keep your angels close to you during this, and
it was revealed
bring the shift
to me
in.
Where which team I need to be on, and that is definitely Sherry's team with Sylvia.
Well,
so now that I know that, I
but
know
you
got to
heal this
for
first. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Okay, sweetie, I got to go because our show's almost over. So, what's that?
But you said Hokonoa or something?
Oh, the Ho'oponopono. It's a Hawaiian prayer,
Ho'oponopono?
So you can just Google Hawaiian prayer or listen to the archives. It's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
Okay.
And it just gives me chills to even say it. I love that prayer. Yeah.
I do, too.
So, all right, honey. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Hopefully you get that transfer and everything is beautiful. We're all agreeing on it for you that everything in the highest good happens and falls into place. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. God bless
you. All righty. You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Okay. I believe there were two more callers, but there were no question marks on there. So if you did have questions, please find me on Facebook and message me, and next week we will pull you on. Next week I have Julia Cannon on the show, and so please tune in for that. That's always a good time as well. Thank you, Stacy. That was a lot of fun
Thank
to
you,
do the
Stacey.
Show with you and be grateful and share this radio show tonight with my East Coast bestie.
This was fun. I love talking about gratitude and mindfulness because they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And it's Thanksgiving time, so I want to wish everyone out there and to you and your boys a beautiful, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, and thank you, and for you and your kids as well. We all have family things go to you guys, so if you're dreading the family thing, just say some prayers around it. I'm a big person on prayer. Love you guys.
Yes.
See you next week, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.